Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. And coming up tomorrow, Geodis Park, the boys in gold are back at it as Nashville SC gets their season underway. And we're delighted to have on for the first time on our show, BJ Callahan. He's the head coach of Nashville SC. Coach, how the heck are you?
Yeah, great. You know, back from Florida after a couple weeks of preseason and back excited to be in our own facility, training on our own fields. We look forward to Saturday's match at home.
Yeah, and you took over last year and had roughly 15 games or so under your belt. How much does that help you move it into this year, even though there's been quite a bit of changes with your roster?
Yeah, I mean, any amount of time you get to spend with the group and be around the organization and start to build relationships, I think always helps. So for us, it was an opportunity that we looked at as almost like a head start into 2025. We aligned our short-term goals, which was to try and make the playoffs with a late push, but also with the long-term goals in mind. And we spent a lot of time in the background building the profile, building player profiles, building the way we want to play. So that we were able to attack the 2025 season as quick as we could.
What do you like about this roster? Because you have a nice mix of veterans, guys like Hani that have been here for a long time, and then also you've brought in a lot of young guys that hope to add a little spark to your roster. So what do you like about the mix?
Yeah, we really like the mix because I think last year when you look at it, there was still a lot of good in the club. There was a lot of, whether that's on the field or off of the field. And so we were just looking to build upon that. And now we're excited that we were able to add a few new pieces, kind of like, I would say, reposition and replenish the roster a little bit and diversify it with types of players, freshen it up, but at the same time, always building on the good foundation that was here. And so I think, kind of combining that gives us two positive steps forward.
BJ Callahan here with us on the Chase and Big Joe Show. BJ, I got to ask you, you have Patrick Yazbek, Eddie Tagseth, two guys that are solid midfielders for your group, and you add a new guy, Ahmed Kasim, coming to the group this past week. Now, I just got to know, what is it about the Scandinavian Premier League? Is it something your scouts enjoy watching, that style of football, or is it something that complements your style of the game? What is it for you guys?
That's a great question. I think it's more just coincidence. I wouldn't say, we have a great scouting team here. We have markets that we've targeted that we think translate well to the MLS. We're very detailed with our player profiles on how we're looking at players, but we are searching in a very global way, whether that's from South America to Scandinavia to Europe to Africa to everywhere. And so I think it ends up honestly just being coincidence that they ended up from Scandinavian countries. I think all three of them are unique in their own way, but at the same time fit the way that we want to play here at Nashville.
You mentioned about the player profile earlier. I'm just curious with him, Kasim, excuse me. He has a good profile of playing in the Serie A, playing in La Liga, playing against Premier League, Tottenham, and Europa League, that is. I'm just curious, when it comes to a player profile, what attracted you as a coach towards him?
Yeah, I think he's a versatile player that can play across probably the three midfield positions, whether it's left winger, right winger, or a number 10. Very comfortable in between the lines, a player that looks to play make, trying to get his teammates involved and not afraid to run into the hard areas in the penalty box. And so for us as a team that wants to generate more high quality goal scoring chances, and we want to score more goals. I know it sounds a bit obvious and cliche, but I think in this league you have to be a goal scoring team. He has those qualities that can not only, I think, score goals, but I think some of his greatest qualities is setting up his teammates to score goals.
We're talking to BJ Callahan on the Chase the Big Joe Show. Coach, how do you scout heading into the season? Because, in football, you got the preseason games, basketball, exhibition games. How do you scout when you get ready for a team like New England?
Yeah, we scour the same way anybody would be, to try to find the games that they have streamed, the games that they have live. Obviously, they've had a big roster turnover as well. And so you dig deep on individual players, learning about the opponents that we're going to play. So it's a little bit on an individual basis as well as it is, on the team concepts that they're going to do. But we have a pretty well-defined way we go about preparing for each opponent and breaking them down. And, we we do the same versus New England, even though you probably do have a little bit of limited information because it's just coming out of preseason matches and they haven't played a real match yet.
And that's why the first games, I would think, as a coach, you're just nervous because you're trying to get your team to gel. You're worried about what the other team's doing because you really haven't seen a whole lot of them. I mean, it's I guess there's a method to all the madness, I would think.
There's definitely a method to the madness. You know, I think we have, again, we have our process on how we want to approach the opponent. But at the same time, I would say there's a significant focus early in the year on ourselves and just making sure that we're prepared on how we want to execute our game plan, you know, versus New England versus maybe changing anything due to New England. So, yeah, I mean, we're continuing to pound the same messages that we want to do as our team so that we can put out good, consistent performances when, you know, with the first one coming Saturday night.
BJ Callahan here with us. And, we talked earlier about the mix of the veterans and the young guys. A guy that I think anybody that's going to scout your club is going to look at is Walker Zimmerman. And, you know, somebody that's been here since day one, does a lot with Team USA and plays for them. You know, how do you see him flourishing in your system, and what do you want to see him do that maybe you didn't get to see in those 15 games last year? What would you like to see this year?
Yeah, I think the demands that we've put on Walker are that, you know, he's on the ball, controlling buildup, advancing our buildup to try to get it into the midfield so we can go, we can attack the goal. His ability to obviously win aerial duels and win his individual matchups against, you know, really talented strikers in this league. The ability to cover space behind the back line is a big thing. And then we want him to continue to be a weapon on offensive set pieces. And so for us, it's just about, I think, all of those things are things that people have seen him do across his career. And for us, it's just for him to continue to execute those at a super high level.
BJ, going into, you know, the opening game for match day one, at the end of the preseason after Austin, you mentioned that you weren't really sure what your starting 11 is going to look like on night one. Now, with the addition of Ahmed Kasem, what is that going to look like now? Is it just going to add more depth to the substitutions, or is it going to be just one of the things where you got to ease him into it and he'll be an everyday type guy?
Yeah, I would say we still don't know what our starting 11 is going to be, but the addition of Ahmed gives us, you know, more depth for sure. A lot of guys have had opportunities in the preseason to play good minutes as well. So there's real good, healthy competition in the group right now. And I think as we get closer to Thursday, Friday, we'll be able to narrow down who we want to have as that starting 11.
Hey, Coach, we're happy to fire up Football Club 25, and we'll see what we come up with. We can help you out with that if you need it.
Appreciate it. No one is sure to give in their opinion. So I value and respect all opinions.
Speaking of positioning, Coach, you know, going back to the signing of Ahmed Kasem, I'm curious because you mentioned he's an attacking midfielder. You can play him on the left and right wing, also in just a midfielder attacking position. Is he resemble more of like an Alex Moyle? I'm not saying style of play, but in that position where it's out on the wing primarily.
Yeah, I think you see Alex is a great example of the development that he's shown over the last, I mean, maybe 4 to 5 months. Is a player who's comfortable coming inside, receiving the ball, running it back lines, you know, making the penalty box. I think Alex had a career high in goals last year, you know, by just arriving in the penalty box and benefit of some action. So, of course, you know, I think for us being, you know, looking for that type of profile is what we're looking for, whether it's Alex, Ahmed, or anybody who plays on the wing. That's the positional demand that we ask from there, and we want to set our players up to have success.
No doubt. Coach, thanks so much for doing this. We're excited to get the season going and obviously get to know you a little bit more, but thanks so much and good luck Saturday against New England.
Thanks. Appreciate having me, guys.